This is Apollo Control at 32 hours, 26 minutes. Here in the control center, the lunar module control officer has replayed the tape of Charlie Duke's description of the additional surface of the LEM that appeared to be peeling, where the paint was peeling, similar to the way panels below the docking target were reported peeling yesterday. From Duke's description, we were not able to pinpoint the precise panels involved, although it is obviously very close to the area that was reported peeling previously, and appeared much the same from Duke's description. The paint, which is painted on the very thin aluminum skins in this area of the LEM to provide a small margin of additional thermal protection in worst-case conditions where the lunar module is exposed to greater sun angles than we will be seeing on this mission. The paint on those surfaces is, as Duke described them, giving the appearance of sprouting grass and then peeling back even further and giving an appearance of shredded wheat. Duke said that the area involved was about 1 foot by 3 feet, and was in the area of Quad 1, which is one of the reaction control system thruster quads located adjacent to the commander's station in the lunar module ascent stage. General Jim McDivitt, who is in the control center at the present time, advised Pete Frank that the studies that Grumman has done, the manufacturer of the lunar module, show that even if all of the surfaces on the LEM, which are painted in this manner, were to lose their paint, that the effect would be minimal and would cause no concern as far as the temperatures of the lunar module are concerned. We expect that we will get further information at the time the crew enters the lunar module, and also we will be looking at all of the pertinent systems, all of the critical systems aboard the lunar module, and getting a comparative set of numbers to go with those that we saw last night. And all of the engineers here in the control center, in the back rooms, the staff support rooms, and in Building 45 at the Manned Spacecraft Center, we'll be looking at this data very closely and comparing it with the information that we got when the LEM was powered up last night.